We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a deep drive to right, and it's up, and it's out of here! Andrew McCutchen wins it for the Pirates!
Oh, my goodness. Call the doctor. Call the cops. The Pirates just stole a baseball game.
Voice of Steve Blass, Joe Block, AT&T Sports Network. That's one of the many thrills, a walk-off homer. Back in May for your Pittsburgh Pirates, no more. Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from the Tribune Review is Rob Beertemple, who is a beat writer and follows the intricacies of Pirates baseball. Good morning.
It's not been too intricate these days, guys. It's been pretty simple. You got a guy, he's pretty good, you trade him.
Well, I can't repeat what I texted you last night when I got the word, but as a fan, I and all the other fans are angry. I mean, the fact is this guy was the face of the franchise and a nice guy. I mean, married Maria, had the baby, liked Pittsburgh, wanted to be here the rest of his career, and now I think we all knew this was coming, but none of us wanted it to.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at it logically and say, you know, in a way, it was inevitable. You know, guys just don't finish their careers with one team anymore, and for any number of reasons. And for the Pirates, there's obviously one big reason, and it's a dollar sign. And in McCutchen's case, though, you're right, it stings more because he was the first-round pick who actually played like a first-round pick should. He was a guy that was approachable in every way, for media, for fans, for management, for advertisers, for just little kids who saw him in the street or in the mall. He was a guy who, like you said, made it clear and repeated it that he wanted to stay here. And we don't hear that a lot from our pro athletes, especially those in Pittsburgh. He was a guy who is an elite talent, and that whole combination. You know, I think I tweeted something yesterday. I covered him since he was at Fort Beane High School. I remember talking to him a couple of days before the draft when he came up to Pittsburgh for a tryout camp thing. And he was just so excited to be in a big league park. And really kind of never lost that little boy part of playing the game. I mean, it's kind of cliched, but with Andrew, it was really kind of true. And I don't think we might see another guy like him with the Pirates with that package, but it's going to be a very long time. There'll be other very good players. There'll be other very friendly players. There'll be other, you know, guys who the fans like to cheer for, but the guy who has that entire package, it's a generational thing, and we're going to have to wait, you know, a while until we see it again.
Andrew McCutchen said he grew up here as a man. How did you see him change as a person? Because we all watched what he did on the field.
Yeah, I remember seeing him in spring training the couple of years. I was talking about this last night with Neil Huntington. The couple of years before he got called up to the big club, but it was pretty clear that he was going to be a really good player. And you could tell that there was the anxiousness for, you know, on his part to get going in the big leagues. But when he was also one of those guys that when they told him, you're going back to AAA, that he would take it and deal with it. And then when he got here, it would have been easy for him to be overwhelmed, to rush things. And then once the success came, it would have been easy for him to kind of go away that a lot of people go when they get success and fame and money. And I don't think we saw that with him. I think that when he says he grew up, I think in some ways he grew down. And by that, I mean he really set down roots. Set down roots in Pittsburgh, set down roots with the franchise and just with the people around him. And again, rare to see that. A lot of times, you know, baseball is there's a lot of transition in it and guys come and go and you get guys at different stages of their career. So to really have a chance to sit back and watch Andrew, the high school kid, Andrew, the rookie, the MVP, now the husband and father, pretty unique to have that kind of perspective on a guy, to watch that as he goes along, to see a guy not change too much as it happens. That's been neat to watch.
Can you stick around for a sec, Rob?
Sure.
Rob Beer-Temple, who is the beat writer with the Tribune Review on the trade of Andrew McCutchen, joining us on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. He's the beat writer on the Pirates. Everything you want to know from the Tribune Review, Rob Beer-Temple. Rob, appreciate you sticking around with us. So we talked about the trade itself.
Right.
Who were the guys that we got for Andrew McCutchen from the Giants?
Anybody any good?
The relief pitcher, Creek. Mm-hmm. And somebody asked me the other day, is his name pronounced Crick or Creek? But I'm bummed. he was groomed as a starting pitcher. He was a supplemental first round pick, seven years ago, and kind of never really clicked in the minors. And they switched him to a relief pitcher, and they liked the results there. They saw him as a potential setup guy in the future. He throws hard, and he seems to be more effective in terms of walks and strikeouts when he's in shorter outings. So he's the relief pitcher the Pirates got. Reynolds, the outfielder, a guy has shown a little bit of pop. He was pretty highly regarded just a year or two ago in the Giants system, but over the past couple of seasons has kind of been passed up and passed by some of their other outfield prospects. Still like a top 10 kind of prospect guy, but maybe more so, I hear, more like a fourth outfielder type than necessarily a starting outfielder down the line. And, the Pirates also got a little bit of space for the international pool so they can go and do some shopping down there in the Dominican or Mexico and the other external markets.
Yeah, but they're still paying $2.5 million of Andrew's salary this year. Rob, how can you not look at this and the loss of Gerrit Cole and think the Pirates are dumping salary?
Well, they are. They're dumping salary and they're dumping experience. With Andrew's case, it's a situation we knew was going to happen for a while. And in retrospect, the Pirates probably should have done it last year when they had a much better offer from the Washington Nationals. They hesitated. The Nationals pivoted quickly, and that fell apart. At this point, you're looking at a 31-year-old outfielder who's had a couple of meh seasons, so they knew they weren't going to get very much for them. That's why the Pirates paid the $2.5 million of his salary. That keeps the San Francisco Giants below the luxury tax threshold. And that actually, believe it or not, helped increase the quality of the get-back. The Pirates would have gotten probably two even worse prospects if they hadn't kicked in that $2.5 million. In Gerrit Cole's case, it was the lesson learned from waiting too long on McCutchen. Gerrit has 2 years of control left. And anymore in baseball, it kind of moves in stages. We heard a few years ago how everybody wanted prospects, everybody wanted rookies. Well, this year, these days, everybody wants years of control. And the Pirates get 15 years of control on the package that they got for Gerrit. And he was going to go one way or the other in 2 years. He was going to leave as a free agent.
Well, we all want control, Rob.
We all do.
Rob. Appreciate it. Read all about it, triblive.com. Rob Beer-Temple on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Appreciate the time and more to come.
All right, guys. Take care.
The question is, who's going to be the face of the Pirates?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.